Welcome to another podcast from Fix My Project Chaos. My name is Elise Stevens, and I have the fabulous Laura Burford, who helps project managers into the fabulous world of consulting. Hello, Laura.
Hello, it's great to see you again.
It's lovely to see you as well. We are talking about a very important topic about how to find your focus, a guide for project managers. And people are probably thinking, well, why do we need to find focus? There's so much about being a project manager. I think that it's important to understand what in the sea of so many things that involves delivering a project, what is it that makes us really sing with joy?
To me, focus is one of the most important things that a project manager needs to hone in on, and they need to understand. They need to understand why and what they're doing so that they can be successful. And one thing that you don't want to be as a project manager is the jack of all trades and the master of none. You want to be known for something. And one way to get known is to really hone in on that focus, which is your why and your what for what you do.
Yeah, it's important. And I think it's equally as important when you're thinking about starting your own consultancy business or going for a new role somewhere, about being able to say, this is what makes me tick from a project management perspective.
Definitely. When people come to me and they say they want to go into consulting and they want to become a consultant and they tell me that they're a project manager, one of the first things I ask them is, it's great to be a project manager, but what do you want to focus on? Do you want to be a risk project manager? Do you want to be an agile project manager in a particular industry? Are you focusing on organization development as a project manager? What are the words you want to put in front of project manager? Because that's going to help you get known. And people want to hire people that are experts and have expertise in something. And it needs to be a little bit more than project management. I'm sure you run into people who come to you and talk to you about project management and wanting to go into consulting because you're there as well. What do you see sometimes?
I think that as project managers, we're used to a lot of times being jack of all trades. You know, you've got a lot to do. There's a lot of skills. But I do see the market segmenting a bit more. And you see that around agile, or you see that around complex project delivery. And whilst people will say, you know, as a project manager, we should be able to deliver things, I think that sometimes organisations, and especially when setting up your own consultancy business, that people do want to know what your opinion is and what you're passionate about so that they can understand more about you and see if that's what they are looking for as well.
Yeah, when I talk to people about focus, I talk to them about that's that one thing you want to become known for. And I use a couple of examples of people that they sometimes know. You know, there's a story about Warren Buffett and Bill Gates having dinner at Gates' house. His mom was cooking dinner, and she came out and asked them, what do they contribute their success to? And both of them, as the story goes, chimed in at the same time, focus. They focused on one thing to became experts in that one thing, and that's what they were known for. I think there's some modern day people as well, such as Maria Kondo, who started young. She started as a young girl with a focus. She focused on organizing as a teenager. And she has built a fabulous consulting business around organizing. And she keeps going back to do something that sparks your joy. Do something that you're happy with. And when people talk to me about their focus, one of the things I mention to them is they need to focus on something that makes them happy, something that they enjoy doing. And she's an excellent example. Because one of the mistakes I find people make is they don't focus on something that they enjoy doing.
And I think it's because they don't know what they enjoy doing. I think that we spend a lot of time grinding through, and, you know, we have to as project managers or delivering change, whatever we're doing. But what is it that brings you the greatest joy? And it's not something that you have on your annual performance review. No, Elise, what has given you the most joy this year? But it also goes back to that internal reflection about working through, well, this bit of project management doesn't give me much joy, and I can work out a way not to have to do that or delegate that or something like that. And I think it makes you a lot happier, which is important.
Mm-hmm. It does. And when people talk to me and ask me how to figure out their focus, I talk to them about a couple things, but I recommend that they sit down and they think about their focus in three areas. The first, take the time to understand who you are. What matters to you? How do you define success? And look at your experiences, both personally and professionally. Because so many times people hone in and they look at their professional experiences and they forget about their personal experiences. And when they look at both side by side, they're in a position where they can take a step back and say, wait a minute, I can really see what I like doing by looking at both. Very easy for some things to jump out. And I'm surprised at the number of people that have aha moments because they discover something about themselves. And I recommend then people, after they think about themselves, they take the time to build on who they are. Look at their expertise, look at their experience, and look at their strengths. So many times, particularly with project managers, I find that they end up doing things because they have to do them to get the project done so that the project is a success. And they're doing things that are not necessarily their strengths, but they're doing them because they have to get done. And if you're going to focus on something, you want to do something that ties to your strengths. So the second area I recommend people look at is what are they building on themselves. That doesn't mean they don't have to go find or get some additional education, but build on who you already are. And then the third area I recommend people look at is, where is their demand and desire? Who's going to pay you to do what? And it's really the combination of the three and where they intersect that becomes your focus.
I love a good Venn diagram.
There's nice Venn diagrams right smack there in the middle.
I want to share my journey.
Okay.
In what I was doing. I decided a couple of years ago that I would start my own consulting business. How hard could it be? How hard could it be? So I got a website together, everything. I had a cool name, Fix My Project Chaos. I thought, it'll be fine. It'll just roll in. And of course it didn't. I started interviewing people for my podcast, and then something happened, and I don't know what. But I saw that women weren't visible in blog posts or in podcasts, and there were very few of us at that time podcasting. And I thought, oh, there's all these fabulous women out there and our voices aren't being heard. The male voice was still very much the dominant voice in social media. And it was important for me to think, well, I don't think that that's right. I think that men and women are equally great at being project managers, and yet our voices aren't being heard. That to some extent, or to a little extent, or any extent, can influence people's decisions about whether to hire a woman for a complex project or some more senior things. And if you're not visible on social media, then I think it's a bit harder to get keynote speaking, and having more women being visible was like, oh, well, you know, I've got the power to do something, so I'll focus on interviewing women and promoting women. And so I started doing that and making contact with people like yourself, Laura, to change that. And then over time, feeling a bit directionless, and actually my web developer said, you know, Elise, you should really rebrand to be focusing on women in project management. I'm like, okay. And she said, that's your voice. That's who you are talking with to, that's what you really need to be doing. And I'm like, yeah, you raise a good point. Socialized it with some friends and I said, do you think being the voice of women in project management is a good idea? And I go, I don't want to be the voice. And they're like, oh, well, you're a voice. And so that's how it came to be. And so my point is that it took me a while to find my focus and where my joy is and where is my passion. And it's really about identifying those gaps in the market where you, as Marie Kondo would say, gives you joy when you touch it. Oh, that gives me joy.
It's an excellent point because some people think that you have to have that focus right day one and that has to be the focus for the rest of your consulting career, and it doesn't. You changed. When I went out on my own, I had a lot of consulting experience and I thought it would be easy. And guess what? It wasn't. I sat back, and this is a mistake that many people make when they start their consulting practice. And I see this with project managers quite frequently. Is I sat back and I said, I could do X, Y, and Z. I had, at that point, I had 10 years of Big Four consulting experience. So I could do a number of different things. I realized over time that people didn't know what I should do because I was doing this and I was doing that and I wasn't really focused on one thing. But my practice has evolved over time to where it is now, where I work with business professionals to help them achieve consulting success. But there are a couple mistakes that people make. One of those is that they're afraid to hone in on that one thing and they're scared to do that. You went down a path and changed. I went down a path and changed over time because it made sense. So one of the things when people are afraid and they're not sure what to do, and they might have two or three things they want to hone in on as their focus, I kind of recommend, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, pick one, give it a try, put time boundaries around it. And if that works for you, great. If it's not a good fit for whatever reason, then you move on to one of the other things you might want to focus on.
Oh, look, I totally agree. I fully expect what I'm doing now to change again and to morph into something else. I don't know what it's going to be. I think that it's important to be flexible enough to realize that life changes, our environment changes, our culture is changing. And so to be this type of project management consultant is, and to always think that that's who you, what you're going to be, is a big mistake. And I see this a lot I'll step back and say, I think that, and I'm going to be very ageist here, I think that there's a lot of men in their late 50s and early 60s that have a very good consulting business and everything like that, but they're all about making sure their environment doesn't change. And I'm being a very big generalist here. They're trying to protect what's theirs, but there's all these other societal changes happening and there's all these other agiles, a big force now, whether you've got a blend or a blend of agile and waterfall, what society is expecting us to be is also changing. And so I think that to your point, if you're not thinking that you're going to have to change and evolve, then.
Yeah, I recommend people sit back at least once a year and take a hard look at their focus and see where it needs to be changed, modified. I try to do it at least once a quarter, but at least once a year. Sit back, validate. And don't underestimate yourself. I watch a lot of people, particularly women, underestimate themselves.
That's interesting, isn't it? Why do you think that is?
I think that sometimes they're scared. They're afraid. They're going to make a mistake. Sometimes I think some people feel that it's expected that they know everything. And even as a consultant or a project management consultant, there's nothing wrong with taking a step back and saying, you know what? I don't know everything. I can find out. I can spend some time and get an answer to that question. But don't doubt yourself.
It's always interesting to watch people that don't know the answer try to be bravado it out and use that to gloss over it. Whereas I think that if you just don't do that, that perhaps it's different.
Be genuine, be real, be yourself. You want to be credible. You want people to trust you and be honest.
So what are some of the challenges about finding your focus?
Challenges, I mentioned one, being scared, yeah, being afraid, and expecting that you're going to get it right the first time. There are people that get it right out of the gate, but I'll be honest with you. At least from my experience, most people don't. Most people have to take some time, try something, revamp, try it again. That's common, and you just can't get discouraged. Another challenge that I find is people fall back onto something that they've done and they don't leverage their strengths. So they never get to that happy point. They're doing something because they have to, or they think they have to. And another one that ties with getting to being scared is, I call it the jump ship syndrome. They're working on getting their focus ironed out. They're going down the path. They think they know their focus. They're talking to people about their focus because you have to validate it. You did it when you changed to women in project management. You went and talked to people. They have to validate it. Sometimes people jump ship before they get it validated because somebody asked them to do something, and then they're back into the scenario of not being really sure as to what is the right thing. What should they be focused on? There's basically the challenges I watch people. But there's also another challenge, and this ties to becoming a consultant, that you have to have a support structure in place. I have a fabulous support structure. I have a feeling you have a fabulous support structure. So that as you're honing in on that focus, you have somebody behind you to lift you up on those days when you're down. So I wonder if I'm doing the right thing, and celebrate with you. That's like at the end of a project when things are going well.
I ring people. When I first started celebrating women in project management, the profiles I rang a friend of mine, and I said, I want you to talk me out of this. I got this idea for this. And she goes, no, I think it's a really great idea, Elise. I think you should do it. Damn.
That's great when people say you think you should do it. I like it when people say that. But, you know, focus isn't set in stone. It changes over time. You have to go with the flow. If you're not willing to go with the flow and change and grow and learn and realize there'll be ups and downs as you're trying to figure this out, something might not be for you.
What do you recommend to a project manager if no matter how hard they try, they are not able to find that focus, that all-important focus?
There's two things that I recommend. The first is really taking that step back and saying, don't be afraid. You're going to have to, if you really want to become a consultant, take a stab in the dark, go with your gut, and hone in on that one thing. One thing, and give it a shot. Put some time parameters in place. If it's 2 months, 3 months, I usually recommend 90 days. 90s, and get out there and talk to people. Validate it. See what's going on. See if people are willing to pay you for it. Because it's so important. A mistake, which I didn't bring up, a mistake I watch people make is they take the time to understand themselves and build upon themselves. But they never go out and figure out if somebody's willing to pay them for it. If nobody's willing to pay you for that focus, it's not a focus.
That's right. But that's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah, having to go out and put yourself out there and go, Yeah, because how do you start that conversation? Hi, hi, hello.
And get out there.
And oh, look, I've got this great idea.
Another mistake, you know, you talked about, you spoke to people, you validate. Don't be afraid to get help. We teach people how to be an entrepreneur, but consulting, just like project management, is another skill. Yeah. Don't be afraid to get help and ask for help. So if you're struggling, ask for help.
And the thing about asking for help is that there's a lot of people saying a lot of things about how they can help you, but it might take a while to actually find someone that is the right person for you, as much as that is expensive and time-consuming. I think, unfortunately, you just have to kind of go with it sometimes.
Yeah, and you have to be, I know you probably get the same thing. I get bombarded every day with people telling me that they know what I need to do and I should be doing.
I'm like, yeah.
They don't even know what I do. They haven't even looked at my profile. Doesn't know what I do and what I offer, but they know the answers. And this ties to getting help. Make sure the person listens to you.
Well, the thing is that, especially on Facebook ads and things like that, especially for women, maybe not just especially for women, but I see it a lot that you've got this whole breed of, you know, Marie Folio clones. And for those of you that don't know Marie Folio, she's got this big B school thing and, you know, I've got all the answers to your school, to your issues and to your consulting business and, you know, just give me whatever it is, you know, 10,000 US or whatever it is. But there's a whole lot of mini Maries, I call them.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot out there, yes.
Saying that they can help you with X, Y, Z. And I'm skeptical.
Well, the thing is, you know, consulting is about building relationships with clients, not about collecting customers. And that ties to your comment right there. A lot of people are out there trying to collect customers, not building relationships.
Laura, a top tip for finding your focus?
Top tip. Go with your gut. Listen to yourself. I talked about understanding you, building on you, and demand and desire and the Venn diagram. Yeah. But go with your gut. You're going to know what's right. Does it feel right? And that's a top tip for helping you determine what your focus is.
That's a good tip. My tip would be that if you had to find that bit in the middle of the intersection of all the Venn diagrams, mm-hmm. where your focus, demand, and what was the other one, the third thing?
Understand you, build on you, and demand and desire. Is it real?
I think that, so my top tip is that will change as you change and as our society changes. And I think that that's enough of a top tip.
Things change. You're right. Things change. Life changes.
Yeah. I'm not the same person I was a couple of years ago.
Mm-mm. I'm not either. And that's good.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Laura, fantastic to talk to you again today.
Great talking to you. You know, if anybody would like some more information about how to determine your focus, what you can do is you can go to my YouTube channel. I do have a YouTube channel, and there are some videos out there about how to determine your focus, as well as some others, all dealing with building a consulting practice. Help yourself. They're free. They're out there to help educate you.
And the really good thing is, Laura, you're about to launch your online course.
I have some online courses, but I'm going to be launching a few more, and I'm looking to, within the next month or two, launch one that helps you build a consulting practice within 90 to 120 days.
So, and that's fantastic. Because I think that there's a real lack of how to do things.
This is aimed at how to do it. Theory as well as workbooks and how to do it.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, because I know there's a lot of people pontificating about, you know, it's a really good idea to have a consulting business and, you know, all these great words, but the how, the mechanics of how is very much missing in.
And it starts, guess where it starts?
Where does it start, Laura?
With the focus. That's the first module is with focus.
Well, Laura, as always, fabulous to talk to you.
Good talking to you as well.
That ends another podcast from Fix My Project Chaos.